This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, the one lesson that we really have driven home since the pandemic is that we can't have all of our trade eggs in one basket. When China shut down, we had to find places to make up that market share that was dwindling. To that end, we had to look towards trading partners we already had and also look to new and emerging markets that would allow us to diversify our portfolio and still move products out of the United States. When it comes to soybeans, the U.S. Soybean Export Council does a lot of the legwork to get those markets developed, strengthened, and secured. But what are they looking for? We'll find out next.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next-generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your soy checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? The Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soy Checkoff, is driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Learn more at iasoybeans.com.
Wrapping up today's conversation with U.S. Soybean Export Council Chairman Stan Born, he talks about the criteria that the U.S. SEC uses when trying to find a new market opportunity.
Yeah, so there's two fundamental drivers of where there's growth opportunity. One is in growing economies where either the population is growing, urbanization is growing, or the economy is allowing people to move up the food chain, to go from a carbo-based diet eating rice to a protein-based diet eating meat. So that's one driver. The other driver is where we can be more competitive in existing markets where they're already fully developed. And so an example of the first market is places like sub-Saharan Africa or in places like South Asia, in Bangladesh, for example. And so those are great developing opportunities that where the economies are growing and we can enjoy that share. On the other side, where there's existing markets and we can be more competitive, that's where more crush in the U.S. is going to help us. There's a lot of market out there for soy meal that we haven't really been able to access with a competitive offering, but now we're going to be able to get after that. And so places like Indonesia, for example, will be opportunities for us, and other Southeast Asian countries, and more inclusion in South American countries. So two basic drivers, good opportunities on both the growing population side and on the growing meal side.
And as we mentioned earlier this week, those consumers around the globe are also wondering about where their food comes from, and this is why it's important for farmers to do right, both sustainably and by sharing their story.
You know, the key thing about that process is the cooperation that we have and the support that we have from the USDA. It's through their rigor and through conservation laws and regulations that allow us to document and memorialize what gets done in support of that sustainable production process. Also, farmers on their own documenting their practices that they're doing contribute to that. And we're really fortunate to have that relationship and that support. A lot of other countries don't, and that's what makes our process so robust. And what that means for U.S. farmers to push that thing forward, there's always the environmental community, particularly, it's their job to push us, right? It's our job to figure out as producers how to get that done and monetize it and make a profit at it.
For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.